Raging floodwaters are starting to recede in the Northwest today, but this follows days of bad news, bridges collapsing, dozens of helicopter rescues, washed out roads throughout southeastern Washington and northeastern Oregon. It's all caused by recent heavy rainfall and fast melting snow. Correspondent Anna King reports.
The floodwaters haven't been this high here in a quarter century.
It's significant. I mean, it's really come up.
The Biagi family's farm is just outside of Waitsburg, Washington. The Touche River, a massive torrent now, is menacing just beyond their backyard chicken run. JC says it's been frightening to watch all that water climbing the banks toward his house.
I was telling my wife, Katie, yesterday morning, oh, we'll be fine. This is going to be kind of blow through here. And we got home to rising water.
The heavy rain has stopped now in Waitsburg, a town built on wheat and timber. Downtown, sandbags get picked up and tossed into a tractor's bucket. Brandon Cole says the receding water has left a mess. Backyard barbecue grills, boulders, and power poles have all been strewn around the neighborhood. Cole is left with a soaked-through house, a ripped-up yard, and a driveway that's undrivable because of all the water damage.
Yeah, it was all the way to the top of the porch, so coming through the house.
He's got a roaring fire going to dry out the smelly mud in his house, but there's not much else he can do right now. Neighbors stop by to check in on them.
What can we help you with?
Waiting for the insurance.
Down the road a bit, Leroy Cunningham says he and his husband are more fortunate than many of their Waitsburg neighbors.
What can you say? We're still here.
But he's worried the levee protecting much of town has washed away.
It's about a foot and a half off that bank right there right now. And if we get another rainstorm right now, it would happen all over again, I would fear.
An hour's drive south, the flooding forced many who live on the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Reservation to leave their homes. For now, displaced families are staying at the tribe's resort and casino. The tribal government meets with FEMA this week. On a remote stretch of the reservation, at the foot of the Blue Mountains, I walk down a road with tribal spokeswoman Giselle Halfmoon. She says the tribes have spent nearly 20 years trying to restore the Pacific lamprey fish population. The jawless fish are native to the Northwest and a sacred food for tribes. Half Moon says floodwaters took about 500 fish.
Yeah, to sit here and kind of watch them wash away before they're ready to be released is very sad.
Fishery crews have been able to rescue 20 lamprey so far. They're hoping to find more. I'm Anna King, outside of Mission, Oregon.